Finally today, a new installment of our First Days project. We're collecting stories from immigrants in the U.S. about their first days in America. It's inspired by Philadelphia's South Asian American Digital Archive. Today's story comes from Deepak Singh. He moved to the U.S. from India in 2003 when he was 30. He now lives in South Bend, Indiana. He's a writer, journalist, and a contributor to The World.
My wife is an American whom I married in Lucknow, India. She was in my hometown on a Fulbright scholarship doing research, and I met her in a library, and I came to the U.S. to join her because she was going to school in Charlottesville, Virginia, University of Virginia. And that was the first time I was leaving my parents' home and my hometown. She came to pick me up. It was a giant Oldsmobile. It's huge, you know, I've never seen anything like this before. In India, I had a scooter, which I used to get around and go to work. And also, I took my wife around on that scooter in India. So this was kind of like the opposite situation here. She was going to drive a huge car, and I was going to sit next to her. So we got on the road, and we were going to Charlottesville, Virginia, which is about 120 miles. So somewhere in the middle, I fell asleep. So I opened my eyes and saw my car was parked right in next to a gas pump. And my wife's holding the nozzle, Sheets gas station. It was really nice inside and lovely, light music playing and lots of knickknacks. And I went in and grabbed a bottle of water and went to pay for it. And there's a lady, old lady, asked me, "How you doing today?" I said, "I'm doing fine." But I didn't quite understand why she said today. This was the first time I was meeting her. Why was she asking me today, but not worried about me being good yesterday? I said, "I'm fine, but, you know, I just got here from India. I'm just arrived from India." And I walked away, and then she asked the same question to the next guy. "How are you doing today?" I said, so I guess, like, you know, she doesn't really care how I am, but she just has to ask this, and this is the American greeting or something. In India, in a situation like this, if you walk into a store, if you want to buy something, you ask the price of whatever you want to buy, and the guy tells you the price, and then you pay the price, and you leave. For a day or two, when I was walking in Charlottesville, people would, like, walk next to me, they would, like, on the street, and they would say, "How you doing?" So I would stop, you know, to tell him how I was doing. But he wouldn't even listen to my answer. He would just keep walking. It's like, why did you ask if you don't want to listen to her, you know? So it's not natural to me. It still occurs to me, like, why? I mean, I don't really care the person who's selling a piece of candy or coffee to me, like, how she's doing or how. I just want to get the coffee and leave, but it's nice to ask.
That's contributor Deepak Singh telling us about his first days in the U.S. after coming here from India. Classic confusion there. We're collecting the first days memories of immigrants from any part of the world. If you have a story about yourself or a family member, tell us about it. Look for the orange record button at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Tune in tomorrow.